Nestled along the John Day River is the town of Spray. Population, 160 people, one convenience store, one gas pump, and one small food counter.
Thank you for coming.
Debbie Starkey is a Wheeler County Commissioner, as well as a Spray City Council member, and she's married to the area's superintendent, Phil Starkey, who's helping her run this meeting, because, well, small towns.
And I want to make something really clear. I take no responsibility for anything that's going on with this eclipse. I want everybody to understand that. I'm really just kind of trying to serve as a clearinghouse for information. So
Starkey is kind of like Spray's Chicken Little. She went to a county meeting in January and realized that nearby cities were way ahead in planning for the eclipse.
It is coming, and that's the main thing. You really don't have a choice. You could sit there like we did for a year and think it was going to go away, but it's not.
They're expecting as many as 100 tourists for every townsperson. This is Mayor Daniel Allen.
We have 12,000 people here, so you got to be prepared for some kind of security. It's not like having a rodeo at 1,200 people.
And that is the problem, though. There aren't people. We don't have
just
the mass.
Just tell us it's a retirement community, and so make sure that everybody that comes in is old like we are.
Okay, we'll get people like us.
That's right.
Scary.
This is Mayor Allen again.
So it's overwhelming, and yeah, people scared? No, we're not scared. We're just concerned that, you know, after the 4 days are over, we're going to have left.
The concerns range widely, from whether they'll run out of water to where the incoming hordes will park. After all, there's only one main street in town. Basically, everything boils down to three questions. Number one, how to keep everyone safe in an area prone to forest fires and snake bites. As the group repeatedly points out, to cover the entire county, there's only four ambulances and a half dozen deputies.
Local law enforcement is going to be scarce.
Yes.
Which means local volunteer EMTs and firefighters might not get much sleep. Planning question number two. How are you going to house and feed all of these people with only one motel and one convenience store? Like neighboring towns, they're looking to turn any large patch of grass into campsites, such as the schoolyards and town park. Meanwhile, several ranchers like Frank Asher are planning to turn their fields into campgrounds at more than $100 a site per night.
We're planning up to 375 campsites.
And local groups are debating cookouts to feed all the campers.
Okay, so you're doing a bake sale Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And the Grange.
We're thinking about just doing like biscuits and gravy, something different than what they do.
Oh, that'd be great.
Other folks are just beginning to think about entertainment.
I'm going to suggest that you block off the street in front of the old general store and somebody bring in a band and have a street dance.
Some, like Frank Asher, see big economic potential.
We just decided that we would step up to the plate and try to get some folks to come to Spray and maybe give our economy a little shot in the arm because we definitely need it.
Wheeler County, like neighboring Grant, has built out a webpage with links to all the camping and food options that local people are offering. But the economic opportunity comes with a big gamble. No one knows exactly how many people are going to show up. So it's risky for a low-income region to stock up on food and help and then have it go to waste. Speaking of waste, there's one final planning question people keep returning to.
Let me just talk about the porta potties, because that was my big thing.
Spray is spending $13,000 to rent nearly 100 porta potties for the area. Commissioner Debbie Starkey says that's a lot of money for the town, so they're hoping it'll be enough.
Who would ever think you're going to spend so much time talking about porta potties? But you know what? It is a big issue. You're going to have people just squatting on the side of the street, you know?
What everyone worries is that visitors don't realize this is frontier country. Basic things like food, gas, cell service, and water are going to be in short supply. So like the people of Spray, visitors are going to need to plan ahead. Aaron Scott, OPB.